All right, our next speaker is Raul Avila.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Good morning, everybody. Well, my name is Raul Avila, and today I'm going to talk about the effect of surface and subsurface tillage on the structure and permeability of salonetic and chernozemic soils. So as an introduction, according to Statistics Canada, the province of Saskatchewan has almost half of the Canada's total cultivated farmland. Considering soil physical attributes, such as structure and permeability, are important because it affects the plant root growth, exploration volume, nutrient, and water uptake. Wheel traffic compaction and natural dense horizons can affect the root zone. That's why tillage is one strategy to change structure, water, and air permeability. So high concentrations of sodium lead to clay dispersion and deformation of salonetic big horizons that affect productivity and workability. So subsoiling at depth can improve the conditions in compact, dense subsoils. Surface tillage with disc or a combination with a disc and a rolling basket that is called vertical tillage is used for residue management and alter soil conditions at surface. So raking and burning can be another strategy management or for difficult crop residues like flax straw. So very few recent studies on tillage strategies have been done to address soil physical limitations of the northern Great Plains. So the study objectives is to evaluate soil water infiltration, air permeability, and structural attributes as influenced by surface and subsurface tillage in compacted salonetic soils and chernozemic soils. I would like to point that salonetic soils are soils that are affected by sodium. The study location. This study is located in Western Canada in the province of Saskatchewan, specifically in the town of Central Butte that is located 181 kilometers south from Saskatoon, where I have three sites. The first site is located at the North Central Butte, where subsoiling was performed in the salonetic soil that belongs to the Eco Association. The second site is located at South Central Butte, where subsoiling was performed in a chernozem that belongs to the Haverhill Association. The third site is located at the same South Central Butte, where vertical till and rake and burn and flax stubble was performed. So the study design. So I have subsoiling in salonetic and chernozemic soils, where I have two treatments, subsoiling and non-subsoiling. And I have two transects. And the first one is wheel traffic compaction, and the control one where non-wheel traffic compaction was performed. In the surface tillage in the chernozemic soil, I have three treatments, the vertical tillage, tandem disc, and the control one, where the plots were divided in rake and burn and rake and no burn. So the subsoiling tillage operation was performed with a John Deere 2100 minimum till, subsoiled with 5 shanks, and this was said to penetrate the soil 30 centimeters. A characteristic of this operation is that the shanks create minimal surface disturbance, as you can see in the last picture. So the tandem disc and vertical tillage operation. The tandem disc was performed with a John Deere Frontier TM5132, and this was said to penetrate the soil 8 to 10 centimeters. And the vertical till was performed with the John Deere 2623 VT, and this was said to penetrate the soil 5 centimeters. The main difference between the tandem disc and the vertical till is like the vertical till has these rolling baskets at the end of the machine, so what it does is to mix the soil more than the tandem disc. So as I mentioned, the control plots were divided in rake and burn and rake and no burn, and this was in flax stubble. So the measurements. The first measurement is the field saturated hydraulic conductivity using the falling head method. The second one is the air permeability using the instrument, the air permeometer. And another one that is aggregate size with the dry sieving method. And what it does is to separate the aggregate in 7 different sizes. And soil strength using the cone penetrometer. And results to date. So in the North Central Butte, in the salonetic soil, where in 2016 and 2017, where subsoiling was performed, I have the three treatments, pre-compacted, post-compacted, and control, and at the end, the subsoiling versus non-subsoiling is the contrast that I made. So in the pre-compacted means that compaction was performed before the subsoiling treatment. The post-compacted means that compaction was performed after the subsoil treatment and the control where no compaction was performed. So for aggregate size or main wing diameter for 2016 and 2017, there is no significant effect. But for air permeability, 2016 and 2017, and the hydraulic conductivity, subsoiling tended to increase air permeability and hydraulic conductivity. I would like to point that water infiltration or hydraulic conductivity 2017 data, I'm still working on that. So today I'm just going to show you 2016. So in the same site, in the solanetic site for soil strength, I have this graph. In the white axis, I have the soil depth in centimeters, and in the axis, I have the soil strength in kilopascals. I would like to point in the long-term compaction areas where subsoil, as you can see here, in the reduced soil strength around in the first 20 centimeters of depth. So in the south central view, in the Chernozemic site, in 2016 and 2017, where subsoiling was performed, I have two treatments: subsoiling in compacted and non-compacted areas, and non-subsoiling in compacted and non-compacted areas as well. And I have a contrast between the subsoiling versus non-subsoil and the compaction. So for aggregate size, there is a significant effect in subsoiling in compacted areas, where in compacted areas the aggregates are smaller than the non-compacted areas. In 2017, there is no significant effect in aggregate size. In air permeability, so air permeability I would like to point here that there is significant effects between the two treatments, between the subsoiling and not subsoiling, especially in the compacted areas where subsoiling increased air permeability. 2017, there is no significant effect in air permeability, and for hydraulic conductivity 2016, there is no significant effects. For vertical tillage in the Chernozemic site 2016 and 2017, I have the two treatments. So I have the till that I have tandem disc and vertical till, and the control plot the no till that are rake and burn and rake and no burn, and the contrast between till versus no till. For aggregate size, 2016 and 2017, there is no significant effects. But for air permeability, I would like to point the vertical tillage decreased air permeability in the first year versus a tandem disc and the no till plot here. And so action of the basket increases proportion of fine pores. So in 2017, there is no significant effect in air permeability. And for hydraulic conductivity, no significant effects. So the crop yield 2016. So in the y axis, I have the grain yield in kilograms per hectare. And in the x axis, I have the treatment. So in the subsoiling, in the first graph that you can see in the left, so I have the subsoiling, the solanetic side, where canola grain yield, I would like to point here in the subsoiling in the low of long-term wheel traffic area in this increased grain yield. And for post-compacted areas, for post-compacted areas and the control ones, there are no significant effects. In the surface tillage in the middle, in the Chernozemic side for wheat grain yield, there is no significant effect between the tandem disc and vertical till, same as the control one where burn and no burn was performed. In the subsoil, in the Chernozemic soil where wheat was planted, so there is no significant effect between the subsoil and no subsoil. So as a conclusion, the subsoiling result in increasing air permeability, limited effect in hydraulic conductivity, and no effect in aggregate size. Subsoiling reduced penetration resistance, so action of the shanks are breaking the soil, so that's why there is a reduction in the penetration resistance. So subsoiling of compared solanetic soil increased canola grain yield, as you can see here in the left, but there is no effect in the Chernozemic site. So the vertical tillage decreased permeability in 2016. And no effect of vertical till, tandem disc, or rake and burn wheat yield at the 2016. So for most beneficial tillage strategy, it's in the subsoiling of compacted sodium affected soils. So I would like to acknowledge my supervisors and our team members, funding agencies, and Western States for providing us equipment and the University of Saskatchewan. Thank you. So level, well, I don't have that number here, so, but I do there's some electric, well, that's, sorry, that number I don't have here.
Are
so, sorry.
Do you have pH?
No, I don't. So maybe I can get some significant effects between this. Thank you.
Yes. Cool thought. Did you, so when you move to that deep ribbing down to the foam at the flow, and I assume you're breaking up in that foam layer.
Yeah.
Do you expect that to last for coming years? Do you expect that to be a longer term solution?
Well, what I'm thinking is like for the first year we got like effect. So what we are doing with the shanks is to break in the soil. So what we want to do is like to wash the salt. So we are trying to you know break the soil and try to bring the C horizon to the B horizon. So the calcium can you know displace the sodium.
Okay.
But I think that for this treatment we should do like constantly, because it depends the parent material too. So you know if there is water down, so all the time you are going to see the results. And I have seen some projects that they have that problem, that they put maybe some organic matter and they try to change a little bit the soil, but the same if the parent material is salt, so you are going to have that discharge to the surface.
So maybe even a combination of the
Yeah. But for this case, I think that what you have to do is only in the area that, for example, you have been like compacted for several years.
Okay.
That's the main like difference that I found in those areas. Yeah.
One more question.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, that's the part of my thesis, so I'm working on that, and for sure I'm going to share that with you, that data.
Thank you.
Yeah.